This weekend, Salt Lake is participating in the 118th annual Christmas Bird Count. Volunteers will count every single bird they hear or see that day to help monitor and protect bird species. KUER contributor Salome Moineau has more.
I'm standing by the Liberty Park pond with Tracy Aviere's conservation scientist Cooper Farr. The pond is mostly empty and only a few birds are hanging out, but Farr has no trouble naming them.
Right now, we are looking at some gulls that are in the water. It looks like some ring-billed gulls and California gulls.
For over 100 years, volunteers have helped scientists gather data about birds and their habitats during the Christmas Bird Count. Tomorrow, teams of volunteers and experts will go out and count every bird species they hear or see in a 15-mile-wide circle.
We expect to see all sorts of birds, so including the kind that you might see in your backyard, like house finches, American robins, house sparrows, European starlings, to some more exciting birds, I think, like Townsend solitaires, pine siskins.
It may seem like the survey is only for experts, but Farr says everyone can participate. And even though a lot of volunteers are indeed what she calls hardcore birders, beginners are more than welcome.
That's the great thing about the Christmas Bird Count is each team has at least one leader, usually more, that really know their bird identification and know how to do the methods of the survey. So you can show up and be a total beginner, not know anything, and just learn a lot from the people who are doing the count.
Farr says tens of thousands of people are expected to participate all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada from now until January 5th. The results will be submitted to the National Audubon Society, the nonprofit environmental organization in charge of the count. It's important to keep doing these counts, Farr says, to identify patterns and keep track of their movement.
So that can be used to help conserve birds and their habitats. It can be used to look at trends in populations, to identify potential environmental problems. So it can be really important just to help with the conservation of our birds.
Tracy Aviere will also have a program for kids in Liberty Park. Experts from Tracy Aviere and Great Salt Lake Audubon will be on hand to help them identify and, of course, count birds. Salome Moineau, KUER News.